Yeah, Mike and the Mechanics, Over My Shoulder here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Tuesday morning, 23rd of June. As I say, 6:30 past six. How are you, big man? What is the story with you? No? Not happening. Not happening for you, right? Let me play with a machine here. Something very strange is going on with this with these machines in here. Because it was all hunky-dory moments ago.
Oh, I'm alive. You have me back. Welcome back to me.
I'll tell you something. I'm starting to think this building might actually be haunted, PJ.
It's definitely haunted.
The amount of things that sort of change. It's like a bad version of the elves and the shoemaker.
I know. And I sometimes think we're the ghosts. Because I don't remember anything when we leave. And I don't remember coming in. Yeah. So it's like, I think we're haunting the place ourselves, to be honest.
Somebody very strange is playing with machines in the place. But anyway, listen, we're up and running. 7:30 past 6 o'clock. Tuesday morning. Not a great looking morning out there, I have to say.
It's nice and warm.
Yeah.
I'm going back to me old sort of, so you know, it softens the old bones and all. That's what I'd be thinking, you know.
Yeah. The only thing is, the damp is very bad for the rheumatism.
Jim. Well, I suppose it is, but you know, don't you have to live, Jim? Yeah. You have to look.
Thankfully, though, there's no drafts.
There's no draft, no. In fact, you'd love a draft today. You know what I mean? Yeah. The stickiness.
It's a bit sticky, all right. Anyway, look, folks, here is what have we got for you today? Loads of stuff going on. Another crack of the hit bit. We got a fabulous hotel break. So Hotels, they're back on with us. The hotel's opening up, welcoming people back from next Monday. So the chance for you to get away. If you feel like if you've literally been inside your own four walls for what feels like 6 months.
Yeah, which it does feel like for a lot of people. Well, it's actually not too far off.
Actually, now that you say it,
March,
it's probably
April,
four,
May,
is it?
June. Yeah, it's 4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're looking forward to that, your chance to win it, and not too bad a score to beat as well, so that's on the way a bit later on. And who knows what else might be happening?
Who knows?
What else might filter through?
That's Jim's way of saying you haven't figured that out yet. No, I haven't. Stop shaming me publicly.
Right, well, steady yourself. You did okay on the birthdays yesterday. You weren't too far away.
It was around about here and there and half a thing it was.
Yeah, Billy Joel and Uptown Girl here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday. Thank you for doing that. Tuesday, 23rd of June. It's just 12 minutes past six. We're about to take on the birthdays. And to be fair, yesterday, it was kind of a strange one. You had one nailed on. And then you had about two at least that were sort of like... That skinned the post.
Skinned the post. I was very close, yeah.
Yeah. So on that basis...
And then you gave me one, you said, significant birthday. You gave me it, and I got it wrong. So, yeah. Well, you know what you're going to do.
By 10 years, what can you do? But anyway, today, I've come prepared for us because we have a couple of interesting footballing birthdays.
Good.
Right? And we also have this. Right?
What's that now?
Well, that's just general crowd sounds.
Oh, God.
Right, so I'll leave that
so
running.
It's like the Premier League.
Yeah, I'll leave that running in the background, right?
Very good.
The only thing is that, well, technically it's going to be kind of, it doesn't matter. Don't you worry about it, right? Here we go. First up, Zinedine Zidane.
Ah, one of the greatest of all time, so he is. When you get to these mad French footballers, he's right up there. Oh, my God, it was close. I got to say, Zinedine Zidane, of course... Famous.
Yeah. Famous. Shame that he's so famous for the headbutt.
I know.
You know, you win. Did he win three Champions Leagues as a manager?
Something like that.
Whatever. He won a couple of them anyway, at least with Real Madrid.
And one of the greatest of his time in the game.
Proper Galactico.
And what's he's remembered for?
For headbutting.
Headbutting a fella that sounds like
the car. Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And that was his... That was his last game, wasn't it? That was his sort of
swan song. It was indeed, yeah. I got to say, Zinedine Zidane, he's about, he's not that old at all. It's like 53.
I can't even give you a whoa.
Oh, jeez, miles off.
He's only 48. I know, yeah. See, those
even
of us...
the crowd
those of us that struggle with the old cranium baldness.
Yeah.
You know, can put a few years on you. He's only 48, Zinedine Zidane.
Oh, my God, I'm shocked with that now.
Right, let's stick with the old footballers. Not just that, the French footballers. Patrick Vieira.
Ah, oh, I hated him.
Because, in fairness, he had some amazing battles with Roy Keane over the years.
And he was on that famous Arsenal team, the Unbeatables or the Undesirables or the whatever they were called.
Yeah,
the
Unimaginables.
Remember they had some name like that? I can't remember, but yeah.
Invincibles.
Yeah,
that was it.
The Invincibles. Oh, hey, shut up, lads, will you? I'm in the middle of something.
They're just singing We Love You Arsenal because it's Patrick Vieira.
Oh God, this is not, it's not working out. It's a great morning at all, is it? Patrick Vieira, he's around the same age as Zidane, surely.
So what are you going to go for?
49.
No. I can't even give you. Yeah, you're not even giving me a sort of whoa moment.
Am I not? No.
It's only 44.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Ah, man, he looks older than that. Ah, come on. He looks older than that.
To be fair.
Remember he had a
what's he doing now?
Isn't
he managing some side now? One of the American things, is it?
Oh, that was the last I heard of him. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Him and Roy Keane used to have the best battles ever, the best stare downs, no.
Absolutely, yeah. Right, okay, I've no more footballers for you, right? But I'm going to take. What about. I'll give you another sporting one, right? Even though it's not really something that is your forte.
Yeah.
But Colin Montgomery is celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, right.
Colin Dance. Montgomery. No, he's actually a golfer.
Oh.
He was the captain of the Ryder Cup team when Europe won it in 2010. At least I think they won it in 2010. Anyway,
right.
Scottish golfer. I tell you, this is how you remember him, right? He's slagged by the fans for looking like Mrs. Doubtfire.
I know who you're talking about.
Now you have him.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
He looks a bit like Paddington, doesn't he?
Well...
He looks a bit like Paddington Bear. Or no, Rupert. Sorry, Rupert the Bear.
Well,
with his check trousers and his yellow jumper and his sort of cuddly head on him.
That could be quite a number of golfers, that could be. But anyway, that's what the fans... And he didn't like it. The fans used to call him Mrs. Doubtfire. Especially the American fans.
Yeah, I bet you. Of course he didn't like it.
Yeah. What are you sticking on him?
I heard he was there going, why are you calling me Mrs. Doolittle? It's really interesting to see you two, a lady golfer. Is that what he said? He's like 73.
My God. It's 58.
I don't know what to be called. 58. I don't know what to be called.
Right, okay. Right, what can I give you? What about... Okay, let me take you back to your childhood, right? Back to Saturday mornings and Swap Shop.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, are you there?
Yeah.
Maggie Philbin.
Oh, right.
Did she get married to Keith Chegwin? Were they annoyed him?
Jeez, I don't know. If they did, they didn't last long. Poor little Keith Chegwin's not good at the old relationships at all. He's like myself. Every time he gets into one of
these. He went a bit mad as well, didn't he? Remember he did Naked Darts or Naked something or other?
Yeah, he went a bit mad. Yeah, Naked Telly. He was interviewing punters in the nip and everything.
Yeah. Really strange.
Yeah, I have a lot in common with him when it comes to desperation. I'd say Keith Chegwin.
No, we're talking Maggie Philbin.
Oh, that's right.
Maggie Philbin.
I haven't seen her in a very, very long time.
Yeah. Well, but I tell you, just to put you in, apart from Swap Shop, right, there was Tomorrow's World.
Right.
She did that. So that's neither kind of, you know, that's not like today or yesterday, so
no,
to speak.
No, it isn't. So she's 67.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a... Because she's 65.
Oh.
So I'll give you a near miss sound for that.
Gee, I thought that was a goal for a second.
Right, what else have we got? And to be honest with you, the rest are sort of weird. You can have your choice of these, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're all of a similar... I don't know whether any of these will really cut through for you. But they're all singers, all celebrating their birthday today. All people that we'd play here at Classic Hits.
Right.
But they're not really... You know what I mean?
Oh.
So, for example, here you go. You can have any or all of these. Jason Mraz, Duffy, or KT Tunstall. See what I mean?
Oh, man. This is very hard. Right, we'll go with the avocado man, Mraz, first.
Okay.
I'll take a stab. He's 39.
43.
You're getting nearly. Duffy, she's 37.
Oh! Nearly. I just realised that other thing was a gold cheer as opposed to a thing.
Ah, I had a feeling.
36, she is.
Oh, that's not bad.
Not bad at all.
And KT Tunstall is... 53.
45.
I fart off life. I was really bad today now. I didn't deserve even.
Yeah, and I didn't even get. Well, I accidentally used a gold cheer when I thought it was a near miss.
I know, yeah.
I think this has been a forgettable day for all of us, PJ.
Varst, I stood in and took it back.
And now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim weekdays from 6 a.m. reminding you to stay safe and hold firm. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you kindly. 6:31. How's your Tuesday, Tara?
It's very good so far.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Why is that?
Don't know. No clue whatsoever. Right. Didn't exactly have the
Wouldn't
best
have anything to do
sleep.
With all of your various table bookings that are imminent within the next week.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
No, that's next week.
All right, I just thought, you know, the way you kind of sometimes, like, say, for example, oh, I don't know, on the odd occasion you've gone on holiday in the past, you might like to build up to it, you know, remind us all that it's happening.
Ah, yeah, that's a holiday.
I thought there might have been that sort of euphoria, you know.
Stand by. That may start happening soon.
Tara's the only person I know that when you go for have a fish and chips and all next Monday, that she's disappointed there's not a 2 week isolation period. It's just that isolation period should be in Greece.
I'm missing a trick, haven't I?
Absolutely. Listen, have you got it all planned out, like, in your head as to when you do go to your table, like, have you got your €9 spent?
Oh God, yeah.
You know exactly what is being purchased.
Yeah. I'm bringing the kids, obviously.
Right.
And to be fair,
because that's fair. Because you can't have. It can't be too good.
I was going to say, I tempted as I might have been to sit inside in a window seat and leave them outside while I stop. Yeah. I won't do that. No, they're the ones who are actually driving this because they're our local restaurant gastropub.
Right.
Do mean chicken wings and the most amazing fish and chips.
Fabulous.
Which is fabulous. PJ, what you were saying, I
wasn't even going to comment there because I was so disappointed I'm not having one.
Yeah, so they have the money spent and they know exactly what they want. So yeah, I'm along for the chicken wings and the fish and chips.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
So it'll be three chicken wings and fish and chips for the gang, and then I'll just leave the bottle for me.
You know me so well, Jim. You know me so well.
A bottle of ketchup is there.
Phil Collins, Two Hearts, Bananarama, and Venus just ahead of that. It's almost 6:40. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 23rd of June. Morning to you folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. 087-188-0008. Thanks for letting us hang out with you.
Indeed, yeah. It's very important you do.
Absolutely.
Or else it can get reported to police. It's actually illegal now.
Yeah, I was convinced that Leo was going to make that announcement the last time he did the update.
It was obligatory to
listen to PJ and Jim.
I was having a word with him there and he said Simon Harris was a bit distracted. He wanted to wait till he was ready.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I assume, when the next phase kicks in, they'll make it obligatory.
They're going to let anyone do whatever they want in the next phase. It's absolutely disgraceful.
That's disgraceful.
It's disgraceful.
I mean, you can't be letting people listen to what they want to listen to.
Oh, carrying on around them and all. Jim.
God knows what kind of propaganda they might have.
Oh, jeez, the anxiety of thinking about people with choices now. The anxiety of it.
Right, let's say hi to a few people. Thanks a million for all of the WhatsApps. 087-188-0008. Amanda is checking in. Or as you... What did you call her the other day?
What did I... I don't know.
Ghosting her. It was something to do with ghosts, was it? Because you know the way she has her funny nerve.
Oh, yeah, her mad sciatic nerve. Yeah.
I can't remember. You were slagging about something ghosting around Ireland or something.
Oh, dude, I can't remember.
Anyway.
I don't even know how we got here today, man. You're asking me mad questions.
Amanda, morning to you. Also, we were talking about Colin Montgomery celebrating his birthday today. He was the Ryder Cup captain in 2010. And Bose Ritchie was on to say that when the Ryder Cup was held here, right? It was held here 1 year down the K Club.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I went down on one of the practice days. I didn't get a ticket for the proper one, but I went down on one of the practice days. It was very good. But anyway, Bose Ritchie was a driver for some of the top golfers, including Colin Montgomery and Padraig Harrington and Tiger Woods.
Jeepers.
That's pretty cool.
A human golf club. No, that is amazing.
No, he drove the car. He wasn't a driver, as in, you know, a three wood or
he was
a driver of a car.
Fair enough, Jim. Whatever. You don't know what a driver is in golf, Grant. And you're the one that apparently plays it.
Very badly. Anyway, Bose Ritchie says that Monty told me some good stories. I don't know. I better not say some of this in case it's libelous. But anyway, suffice to say, I'd say a couple of points with Bose Ritchie and a few stories about what was going on.
Oh, hold on. That's a great story, man. Monty told me some good stories, and the one was he recently had to pay his ex-wife $10 million, and I said, "Ooh,
there you go."
I have a few good stories. Oh, Jay, these are great stories. Keep them coming in.
You'll have to get to the bottom of that.
Jim won't read them out, but I will, and he'll write the apologies.
No, you see, I literally held back for that very reason. What do you do in both feet? Both feet you went in with.
Jimmy, write an apology quick.
Unbelievable.
Write an apology there quick, Jim.
Unbelievable. Ghost of the Island was what you called it, Amanda. She just reminded us.
The Ghost of the Island, right.
Yeah.
Haunting around with her. Oh, that's right. She was haunting the island with her sciatic nerve.
That's
walking
right.
Walking her, going around from place to place. Ooh, me back. Oh, God, me back.
Gareth the Trucker is flat out, heading for Dublin today. Looking for a bit of Belinda Carlisle. Funny enough, it's not the archetypal trucker song I would have thought of.
Belinda Carlisle. Leave a Light On for Me. Is that her?
That'd be her. Or,
It's not as cool as Convoy. We were talking about Convoy yesterday, weren't we?
We were.
You know, and Breaking the Gate at 98 and C.W. McCall and all that.
Absolutely.
And to think there's a real trucker out there just sitting.
Likes a little bit of Belinda Carlisle.
Baby, leave a light on for me.
Fair play to you. Don't worry about it, Garrett. That's the way forward. You do what you want to do.
Exactly. There's no
also,
talking
to you. Also, Comrade Al is back in action with us as well.
Morning, Comrade.
And I don't know, somebody just randomly texted in 57.
Oh, that's...
They were probably having a guess at a birthday, were they?
Maybe, or maybe that's a... You know the way sometimes we get messages... I don't know how they confuse us with other people. You know the way you get a message here for an odd time and it'll be like, all right, I'm after leaving the spare key under the mat. And when you get in... don't forget to feed the dog.
Text messages coming in going, will you get milk?
Yeah, we get all those things. You're like, how did you confuse classic hits with somebody's name? We get a lot of that, so I think maybe that's one of them.
Absolutely. Somebody reminding us it was Marco Materazzi.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Zinedine Zidane headbutted.
Yeah, he sounds like a sports car.
Yeah, exactly. That's, and Northside Tony was on as well. And he's wondering, you know, it was his birthday yesterday and he was asking you for advice on how long you can potentially drag it out.
Oh,
well, in PJ's case, it goes into the following birthday.
Well, yeah, till the 20th. What date was your birthday? What date is it?
It was yesterday, the 22nd.
So the 22nd of July then, at least. It depends when you start harping on about it.
Oh my God.
I give myself a month from the day of the harping.
Look at this. Somebody's just texted in. Let me just find out who this is. This is Janet has just sent in a picture. Please tell me that that's some sort of weird Photoshop.
No.
Avocado toast Oreo.
Disgusting. I mean,
honestly, just for Mike, she sent it in.
Just, I don't even think Mike could
eat
that.
Is that a mock-up? Is it? Tell me that's a mock-up.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I really hope that's fake. I really hope that's fake. Because I love me Oreos and he...
Oreos,
you know,
are a great thing.
He's Mr. Avocado Toast himself. And never the twain should nor shall meet, I hope. I'm hoping that's
Please tell me that's a mock-up. Avocado toast Oreo.
Jeez.
He'd have them now on his picnic.
No, I don't know.
After he had his hummus.
I don't
and all
know. He hasn't got the good taste to eat an Oreo, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It might be there. He'll have some fancy stuff. Fruit. It's fruit on bread. There's nothing wrong with it. You doing?
Fruit on bread.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yes. Strawberry sandwiches.
Yeah. I don't think he'd have an Oreo at a picnic, would he? He'd have a like a Viscount biscuit or something.
Mind you, there's nothing wrong with a Viscount. Although it's a bit toothpastey at times, but you know what I mean?
Only the 8th or 9th one is toothpastey. Before that, they're lovely.
Classic hits.
Yeah, Phil Oakey, Giorgio Moroder, together in Electric Dreams. Here are Classic Hits, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on this Tuesday, folks, 23rd of June. Quick happy birthday to Padder. He's been on looking for a shout out for his birthday today. He says, I'm a sad sod. I'm going to the dentist this morning.
Oh, dear. I hope it's not a big... I hope you can... don't bite your tongue. Don't drink water in public.
And just be careful. If they have to numb you, just bear that in mind if you're, you know, when you go after your cake or whatever, your birthday cake later on.
Yeah.
Just be careful. You don't want cake sliding down the side of your face.
Oh, or crunching into your tongue. Do you ever, you know, when you crunch into your tongue? Oh, my God, it's awful.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, Padder, happy birthday to you. And also, we have to say hi to Claire. Sorry, Aileen, who's from Claire. Who listens to us every morning on her 100-kilometre journey to work.
Get out of it, 100.
That's what it says, yeah.
Ah, that's insane.
You keep me going. Thanks so much. I work as a nurse, by the way, says Aileen from Clare.
Dude, that's really...
So where does she travel to? Where does she travel to?
Who knows?
You've got to tell us that, Aileen. From where to where? 100 kilometres to go
wild,
to work.
That's wild, isn't it? 100 kilometres.
I didn't think you could even do that in Ireland.
Jeepers almighty.
I didn't even think we were that big.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She goes back home.
Yeah. Well done to you, Aileen. Thanks a million for that. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout.
Who let the dogs out?
Now, if you were with us yesterday, you'll have heard PJ regale us with the story of how one of his beloved pooches annihilated his very expensive headphones.
Stella, little Stella the Staffordshire Terrier. One of the most Beautifully lovely warm natured animals in the face of the earth. The friendliest dog you will ever meet in your life. And unfortunately,
with a taste for AirPods.
AirPods. If only AirPods was the problem. This is just the biggest amount of damage he's done. So my AirPods, which cost like, they're stupid money. It's like 180 quid or whatever.
Yeah. Because I looked them up and then I realised how expensive they were and I thought, God almighty. I mean, they're PJ Gallagher prices. You'd have to be a proper celebrity to afford them. Oh, so yeah. I had to leave them.
They're bleeding brilliant though. And you get to use them as hearing aids. Like I can use them to hear things that are, you know what I mean? Yeah, they're brilliant, so they are.
Yeah. In fact, I just realised you should put them on underneath your headphones.
I know.
Of course, you don't have them anymore because your dog ate them. Sorry, move on.
What a jackass. If only the dog chewed him a little bit, we'd be all a lot happier, I think, for now. Yeah, but she scoffed me headphones. Mike put the picture up on the Classic Hits Facebook page yesterday. So if you want to see an image of pain. But the thing is, I've had dogs for a long time, and dogs chew have chewed all kinds of everything on.
Well, that's the that's the archetypal sort of image, isn't it, of people's shoes or their sofa or... you know, something being kind of like, just the dog got bored and suddenly carnage ensued.
Oh, when I got the carpet, when I recarpeted the stairs, and the carpet I went down onto the stairs, and I went out to the van. Yeah, thanks very much. How's it going? Yeah, how much do I owe you? I'm chatting, blah blah. And went back into the house, and the third step was chewed. There was a hole in the third step of the stairs.
It only been laid.
It wasn't down 3 minutes.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And a woman was there going, oh, look how lovely PJ is. Look what he's after getting me this time. I swear to God, I've only just finished destroying the old one. And now he has this in. Yeah, and she destroyed it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I remember at the time, I remember Elaine like looking at me and going, I don't think I want to own dogs anymore. Like unbelievable stuff, stuff.
And I remember Trina Mara telling us a story once. Actually, that I think her dog. Now I could be wrong, Trina. If she's listening, she'll probably put me straight on this. But I think her dog was at home one time, right? And herself and Mick were both at work.
Yeah.
And I'm nearly sure Trina said that her dog took a poo on the table.
On the table, center of the table. The centre of the table.
Yeah.
Isn't that mad?
Mad.
And then I remember I told you about my neighbour. I'll never forget it. The poor fella, like he was as deaf as a post.
That's right.
A poor fella, Ray. Unfortunately, he's not around anymore. He was getting on, you know. And he went in. My ma called into him. I can't remember why. Jeez, he'd be knocking all day. And he used to pretend he wasn't deaf. That was the worst part, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you'd be knocking and knocking, and then you'd have to wait for him to walk by the window and wave. And then the bell's not working. But you heard it, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
And the dog runs in past him. And he had the grill open with his sausages and his rashers and all being made. And my ma's there going, the dog snuck in. He didn't see the dog sneaking past him.
Yeah.
And my ma's at the door going, the dog is after going into your kitchen. The dog's after going into your kitchen. And he's like, and he just goes, yeah, 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 yeah. Because he hates it. He was always pretending
he wouldn't
saying.
Admit, yeah.
And over his shoulder, my ma's watching our dog eat his breakfast directly off the grill tray.
Yeah.
And she's going, turn around, the dog!
Yeah.
He's eating your breakfast. And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know, yeah. Yeah. And she's like, he's eating. And of course, what does he do then? He goes, I'll see you anyway, Helen. And closes the door. So the poor fella had to call back into us with no breakfast and bring our dog home. And it's like, what are you going to do? Like,
bizarre.
Yes.
Jen from Castleknock has been on to say, morning lads, our dog ate through a wall.
Oh,
ate through a wall.
I've seen a couple do
to
that.
To get to the boiler.
Jeepers.
Oh my God.
What did he think was in the boiler?
No, I think the dog thought he was a plumber. Oh, I'll have the soda for you now. I just need to get through this wall.
Yeah, he just thought it was a big pot full of food.
Also ate the end of the table and the kennel we bought him. He ate the kennel we bought him.
That's amazing.
I mean, that's literally a dog who'll eat you out of house and home. Boom! Come on!
Oh, jeez.
Oh, come on, people. Now, you see, Mike appreciated that.
Yeah, he liked
man
that
of
job.
Taste.
That he, yeah, Mr. Puntastic himself.
But anyway, listen, let us know, yeah? If that's, I mean, it's got to be, there's got to be unbelievable amounts of stories about pets, not just necessarily dogs, although dogs do have a rep for being the worst for us.
Get over it, it's always dogs. Mm. Like, and they do it so fast. When I was going out with this other girl years ago, she came out with a friend of hers, Avian she was, she came out with her friend, and they brought this lovely big cake, and I mean, you know, big chocolate cake thing, for me ma. and brought it into the house to put it down. I says, oh, we'll go down and we'll get a couple of plates and a knife and the whole lot. Went down to get the plates and the knife. And I mean, got the, walked to the kitchen, opened the press, plates and knife back. Where's the cake? Did Peter take the cake? He must have put it somewhere. Oh, he must have put it on a plate. No, I didn't. Well, I was in the garden. The whole, I mean, an entire cake, man. An entire, like, large cake.
Yeah.
In 15 seconds, man. And then you look at the
it's
dog.
It's a gift.
And the dog just sit. And then the dog does that thing where it's like, you're all going, how is he okay?
Yeah.
What's the story? Can't believe he did it. And then what happens? Bottom turns into a chocolate fountain.
Lovely. So thank you. That story would have been a very good story, even if you'd have cut it off before that bit about the chocolate fountain bottom. Just, I mean, just saying.
I just want you to know the pain that it caused. You know what I mean? I came down the next morning and it was as if, I don't know, it was as if he tried to cook us a surprise and dropped a pot.
087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. If your pet's been up to no good, the worse the better. Let us know this
and
morning.
The farts, Jim. Oh, the farts.
Kiss Me from Sixpence None the Richer, 18 and a half minutes past 7 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. We were looking to find out whether or not you've ever had a pet that's kind of like, you know, destroyed something of significance for you. Or even, you know, whatever it is. Look, PJ's one was particularly expensive, his Air Bud headphones.
Air Bud.
Have you Air Bud?
That's what you call a dog.
Yeah.
Air Bud.
I got stuck between Air Bud and AirPod.
Yeah, I always get that's one of those things. That's how you know you're getting on a bit is when you get them wrong. You know, the AirPods.
Yeah, have you got a thing on the face Twitter thing? Yeah.
AirPods. I'm looking for the AirPods by Apple.
Anyway, we're looking to find out if your pet has ever been responsible for destroying anything of value in your house. I mean, we've had tables and people's walls and everything. Look at this, though. This is slightly different. This is Billy sending this in. Howie, lads. It was my dad's month mind on Sunday. Sorry to hear that, Billy. He says, I brought my little Shih Tzu down to the graveyard. There was about 20 of us around the grave praying, and the dog walked up and pissed on the grave.
That's so bad.
That's shocking.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh,
Somber moment.
That's, to be fair, it's not like the dog had a vendetta. I'm pretty sure the dog just saw something
shocking.
Different. Oh,
shocking,
my God.
Billy.
I should not. I'm sorry for laughing so much, but that there's an element of hilarity in that. Oh,
absolutely.
A little.
And then somebody else. Was on to say, my brother-in-law's dog ate a container of two-stroke oil.
Oh, my God.
Before. Anyone know a good mechanic? Because she's overdue a service at this stage.
Now it's, I tell you though, some of the things they eat can cause so much inconvenience.
Yeah.
One of my cousins, you know, remember when the Sky card used to be in the box?
Yeah.
And he got the card out of the TV box and ate it. And the hassle that caused, because back then when that was, like, you could be waiting 10 days to
get a
new
one.
Yeah,
and stories of keys and stuff. You know, why they'd eat a key is beyond me, but I suppose.
They're looking after it for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Apparently, somebody else, let me just see who this is. Always stick your name in it, folks. It just saves me having to do me Hetty Wainthrop and find out who you are. But Teresa's been on to say, summer's day, roasted a lovely chicken, left it out on the counter to cool, headed to the shop to get some fresh baguettes.
Oh, very nice.
Rice to make it all go nicely. Got home, no chicken, just a cat.
Oh, delicious.
With a belly as round as a football.
Of course you did.
Full of chicken.
I remember seeing, remember the Christmas turkey last year? Or this year? Last year. When was Christmas? Last year.
It was Christmas time.
Yeah, do you remember the picture we got sent in of the cat that ate the turkey? He savaged the whole top of the turkey. Oh, I remember.
Wow.
Yeah. He
so it's not just dogs then. The old cats are not shy about having a go as well, maybe.
But sure, a cat looks like, cats would like to eat canaries and all. If they get the chance to have a turkey, like, that's like you or me dreaming of a cake the size of a human being. They can't get their head around it.
Right, Dan 2.0 has been on. My friend was moving out of the house he was renting. Asked if I could do a couple of small repairs to a few wooden items that his boxer dogs had chewed on. There was two windowsills that needed new
edges. Oh, jeepers, yeah.
The utility room door had the lower panel eaten out of it. They'd escaped from it. And a chair needed a new leg.
In a rental. And you just
Brilliant.
Know, you just know that was one of those. Do you have a dog? No.
No.
No. Oh yeah, I might look after my sisters once every blue moon.
Anyway, listen, keep them coming. 087-188-0008. If your pet doesn't have to be your dog, it probably tends to be the dog. But as we found out there with the chickeny cat, let us know if you've got a pet that's kind of been responsible for major destruction. Or getting hold of something valuable that really, as BJ said, even if it's not sort of something got destroyed, if it's like the Sky Card or your keys or something.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah. It's going to definitely be the dog, though, because like, when was the last time a canary went on the rampage, you know?
You never know.
Or when was the last time a hamster got into the, I don't know, got into, what's going on?
Maybe somebody literally, maybe somebody.
I was going to say, when's the last time a hamster got into the cat? But
maybe ridiculous. There's somebody out there who literally owns a bull and a china shop.
And in that case, you've only yourself to blame.
Yeah, Journey, don't stop believing. Here are classic hits. That's the message with the hit biz. It's been dragging on a long time, I know. It's made it to €1,210 today. It's been going a long, long time at this stage.
Long, long time now, yeah. We're trying to get a...
Somebody's going to win it, though. That's the thing you got to remember. Somebody is going to win it. Sooner or later, it's going to happen.
Yeah. I wonder if this is one of those moments now where you start thinking, is Andy Bad News wanted to go when it's sooner or later? Like, would it hurt him less or more?
Yeah.
You know, to give it away now.
I think parting with money at any time hurts Andy Bad News, to be honest with you.
Like, if it got up to, like, 40 grand or something, can you imagine? He'd have a full-on cardiac arrest.
It was long before that. Long before that.
3 grand.
Oh, I'd say long before that.
1,200 maybe.
1,220,
I'd say.
All right,
so we're actually
tomorrow.
Over. So please, please don't win the hit bit, because we actually kind of like having them around here.
087-188-0008. Last call for the hit bit. Magic Mike is standing by on the old WhatsApp machine, polishing his puns and ready for you. So let him know if you want to play. Don't give us your guess, though. Please don't give us your guess on WhatsApp. It won't count anyway. Just let us know if you want to play. In the meantime, destruction abounds.
Is there more?
Is there what? There's unbelievable the amount of stuff in that has stuff that's been destroyed by pets. Check this out. Look at this from Ailish, right? I mean, this in itself, this one WhatsApp, it would be nearly enough to sum it all up. Got a puppy at the start of lockdown. So the start of lockdown, PJ, right? So we're only talking 4 months or whatever it was.
Mad asking for a... Mad, so you are getting it started in the middle of that.
Right, check this out. Lost a watch, leather jacket, curtains.
Oh, this is a good list.
The head of St. Martin... That's a holy statue, I think.
Oh my God.
The head of St. Martin.
Yeah.
Right, that's not all. Took up gardening as my lockdown hobby. She keeps eating my greenhouses.
Oh my God.
Went back to work last week, ordered a new greenhouse, spent a fortune on it, came home from work yesterday to find it was destroyed. It lasted about 20 hours.
I don't know what to say. And now you can't even pray to St. Martin.
No. St. Martin's gone.
He's been decapitated by she didn't say what type of dog it was, no.
Didn't say.
I feel your pain. I've been there. It's an absolutely hurt. So you know you have to take a deep breath going into the house because you're like, what has this maniac done now?
When you don't know what to expect. Also, Amanda's been back on. Apparently a friend of her, her dog ate the bottom of her father's boat. That's not going to go well, is it? I assume it was quite a small boat, like one of those like little rowboat things or something. Because what a dog would never get through anything even bigger, would it?
I don't know, man. Imagine trying to
I assume
to
it was a little
dog.
Rowboat thing or something.
Oh, my God. And you know the way alphalas are about things. Imagine something happening to me bike or whatever.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Imagine explaining that to your dad. Dad, you're not going to believe it. What? It's not bad, is it? It's pretty bad, all right, dad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, the house has been burgled. Unfortunately, dad's worse than that. The dog is after eating a hole in your passion in life.
That'd be nasty. Nasty.
Jeepers.
Somebody at Galway Brian was on to say he had an Irish wolfhound. Maybe he still does. Christmas Day, the whole thing gone for a Burton. The turkey, raw, and the ham. Everything that was ready for that year's Christmas.
Whole
gone.
Raw turkey.
By the Irish wolfhound, he says.
Okay, give the wolfhound a break. As somebody who's ruined Christmas dinner on everybody myself... By putting a turkey in the oven for like, what was it I put it in for? I don't know, 12 hours or something.
Yeah.
I honestly had no idea. I just thought if you put it on a few hours earlier, it won't make a difference.
To be honest with you, I'd give the dog more credit than you now on that. If I was comparing those stories.
Really?
I'd feel more sorry for the Irish wolfhound than I would for you.
Would you now? As if I would have more knowledge about cooking a turkey than an Irish wolfhound.
Exactly, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Left the dog in the car for about 20 minutes. He ate the steering wheel.
Ha! Ah, serves you right.
I was left with the centrepiece and the metal frame. Unbelievable. But this is the nasty, this is the kind of thing you were talking about when you were saying about your mate with the Sky cards. Now, there's loads of these. We're not going to get through them all, but maybe Magic Mike might pop a few of them up on social media or something. But Owen in Limerick, this is a similar thing. Girlfriend's dog ate the back page of my passport.
Ooh, the photo page.
With the photo on it. Took it off the coffee table 2 days before we were due to fly out on holiday with our family.
He only did it because he loves you and he did not want you to leave.
I knew that's where that was going.
That's
he
why.
Wanted to save you from her family.
He was there, yes, I know what they're like. I've met them. It can be a hard time and they never give you treats. I wanted to, he was trying to save you some hassle. That's all it was.
Yeah. Anyway, apparently there was it was okay because the nice people in the Cork passport office had it all sorted within 24 hours, so it was all good. But that would be, I mean, the back, like,
to be honest with
passport.
You, now that I know that's a thing, next time I'm supposed to go anywhere, I'll be feeding the passport to the dog.
Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. The hit bit is worth, it's worth quite a lot of cash actually this morning. €1,210 is what we have for you if you can tell us what bit of a hit is the classic bit hit. That sounds like this.
What was that again, PJ?
What bit of a hit is the classic hit bit? That sounds like this.
Well done.
Now, Smash
beautifully
Max.
Done.
Look, he taught me, had me by the short and curlies there.
I tell you, the second version was very different than the first.
I don't. I how very dare you. Going to play first this morning is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, you guys. How are you?
Very good, Amanda. How are you?
I'm grand, not a bother for Tuesday.
What's going on with you? What's your plan for today? Is there a plan?
There is a plan. Well, I'm just heading into work, so, yeah.
What are you going to do? Are you allowed to tell us what you're doing?
No.
Oh, jeepers.
No, it's a big secret.
Right. Excellent. Well done, Amanda. I love that.
Thank you.
Just tell, don't tell him, tell me.
Tell no one.
Yeah. Right, so, Amanda, and whatever it is you want to spend your secret money on, if you get a chance, what do you think it is?
I think it's New Order Regret.
Right.
Regret from New Order. Good tune. Mm,
fantastic tune, yeah. Amanda, I regret to inform you that you're wrong.
Yeah, you made it too easy for him, Amanda.
Yeah. I did, and I thought that as well. I was like, oh, God.
Anyway, listen. So, Amanda, otherwise known as 007, you go off and do your top secret work there.
Will do. Thanks a lot, guys.
Cheers. Bye. Take care of yourself.
I get the feeling there's a fella sitting with handcuffs on there waiting for Amanda to finish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Going, what time am I going to prison?
Seriously, I'm in court really soon. So Ellen is going to go next. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Ellen, how are you? You sound in good form.
Yeah, I'm good. Not too bad. Just on the way to work.
All right.
Are you a super secret agent as well?
Kind of. I work in a lab testing for coronavirus, so I kind of am.
Oh, very good. Well.
So we've had the 007 of Amanda, and then we've got Q here working in the lab doing all the kind of sciencey stuff.
And now we get to say for the very first time ever, I'm really glad things aren't going well for you and you're not finding much of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've quieted down a good bit, thank God.
Good.
Yeah, it must have been wild, was it, at the start of all of this?
Oh, crazy. Crazy busy. Crazy.
Yeah, gee. I know this is a stupid question, but when you're handling the virus, do you not be thinking, would you be holding your breath and all?
Oh, we're well equipped. We're well mounted up.
Ellen, can I just apologise in advance for that?
I hold me breath just walking past people.
I do apologise. Yeah. You never spent much time in a lab, PJ, have you?
Haven't. No, well.
Just PJ's gone blue there. Is he all right?
He's afraid talking to Ellen. Get her off the phone, will you?
Yeah, I don't know if these things travel through microphones.
Ellen, take the cash, will you? Get us out of here.
Is it Golden Touch by Razorlight?
Wow, there's one I haven't heard in a while.
What do you think, Mike? I'm still holding me breath.
Yeah, exactly. Hurry up, Mike. PJ's turning blue there.
Alright, is it right? Is it wrong? A good tune as well. I better tell you before you fall to pieces.
Oh my God. I think the only thing more deadly than the coronavirus was that joke.
That one, yeah. That one has the capacity to wipe people out. That does.
It's wrong.
Unlucky. Ellen, thanks a million for everything and take care of yourself. Thanks for playing as well. Have a good day.
Thanks.
No,
bye.
Cheers.
Ellen,
bye-bye.
Can I ask you a question before you go? Are you standing more than 2 metres away on the phone?
Oh, dear God.
I don't know if it can work that way or not.
I do apologise, Ellen. I do apologise. Take care. Right, listen.
Wash your hands, Ellen. Wash your hands.
It means that Niall Boylan's going to give you a chance to play at 12:45. You can breathe out now, PJ.
Jeepers, that was rough. Have to say.
Disinfect the phone there, will you?
Yeah. And your ears. Yeah. Do something with your ears, will you, for God's sake? Yeah, Genesis Invisible Touch here at Classic Hits. 8:09 on this Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for letting us hang out with you folks. You're waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Much appreciated. 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout.
When will I be famous?
Now, of course, look, this might sound strange, right? Because let's face it, our learned friend and colleague, our hero, our leader, PJ Gallagher.
How would you get out of it?
He's a very famous man, and obviously been on the television in many guises many, many, many times. I mean, as an actor, as a comedian, as a DIY expert, as all of these things and more.
I'm sorry, he
interviewed
laughed at
many times.
Every so often, I have to agree with an insult, and laughing at the DIY expert is completely understandable.
As an interviewee. As an interviewer, I mean, loads and loads of guises. But so it's not very often that he ends up on the television without him even knowing it.
I tell you, yeah, I got a what a shock yesterday. It's gas, isn't it? Cameras, folks, they're everywhere. They're watching you all the time. I tell you, yesterday I was What was I doing? I actually was doing very little. I was at home. And I gave Stephanie Prisner a show. Do you know Stephanie Prisner?
Yeah, good friend of the show. She's been on the show many times.
So I said, she actually said if I was around this week to give her a show, I was there. Sure, now is as good a time as any. I'm not doing very much. So met up with Stephanie Prisner and Fibsborough there, went for a cup of coffee.
Lovely.
That was it. That is essentially
Which particular coffee establishment? Did you go to your usual? Did you go to your Bowes one?
No, I did. They're not open.
Oh, right,
went to Woodstock, a place called Woodstock. And had a rocky road and a cappuccino. I have to say, I was very delighted with myself.
Excellent.
I thought, well,
were they open to sit in? No, or takeaway
no,
only.
You can't sit in anywhere. Yeah, no, yeah. Those days are gone. So we had that.
Well, let's hope they come back soon.
They're
back Monday, effectively.
Not at all. Those days are gone. No, it'll only last the weekend. So we went in, had a couple of cups, went home, thought that was the end of the story, right? Then I get a call from Stephanie Prisner. You do realise we were just on the news.
Oh my God!
Yeah, so the Virgin Media News, I saw a fella walk around with a little camera, about the size of a can of Pepsi. I wouldn't have thought that was the news. And it turns out it was Virgin Media News were doing this thing about businesses and what they're going to look like when in the future when things open up and how they're going to handle it, blah, blah, blah. Like you said, you know, me being fatalistic sort, I don't believe they're ever going to open up.
Right.
And
lo and behold, in the background of this particular news report,
the two of us are having a chat and ordering an ill cup of coffee in the background.
Look at that.
We were papped by the news.
And I mean,
Jim.
The gas thing about it is, I'm sure that whoever the reporter was, I didn't see it myself now, so I don't know. Maybe Mike knows, because he's put the footage up, by the way, that was sent to PJ by Stephanie. He's put it up on our social media, so you can check it out on Facebook and Instagram. You'll be able to see the footage that we're talking about. But I'm sure, had the reporter known that there was two famous people in the background.
Two famous people. Two
that they
people.
would have probably spoken to you.
Famous people's a stretch now, but... But it was just one of those really weird coincidences where... Now can I just say...
I don't know that you were necessarily papped. I don't think they set out
papped,
to kind of
Jim,
to
I
get you.
They are papped.
I mean, the fact that you were, you know, in the background... by the way, laughing at something or other. You were laughing. I could see you doubled over at one point.
That's a change. Makes a change, doesn't it? To the normal, like very serious demure I'd be walking around with.
Exactly.
But it does.
And you didn't even hear about it until Stephanie told you.
Yeah, she let me know. Yeah, one of our mates seen it, and then she watched it.
That's kind of. Did you find that frightening? Was there a moment, just a moment, right when you read the first part of it that says, "We've just been on the news," and you think, "Oh my God, what did I do?"
I'm all right with it because I've been now on the news on every channel in Ireland. I've been on the news a few times now.
Really?
And as to date, anyway, I haven't been in trouble yet.
Without being yourself? You mean like in this instance, like incidentally?
Well, I was in the RTE news for the Éireann Ó Luath stuff.
Ah, yeah.
One of the things in the
They specifically Éireann Ó Luath. Wanted you. That's not quite the same.
They didn't.
We're talking about this accidental thing.
They didn't want me at all. It was part of a thing that Éireann Ó Luath were doing and I was just in the crew. That was it. And now I'm in the Éireann Ó Luath Now I was on the news on Virgin Media for buying a cup of coffee during a pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah, neither of the times they were requesting me. It just happened to, that's just the way things went, you know.
There you go. Accidental. I mean, fame is literally stuck to you like a magnet, isn't it? You just attract publicity. You attract media coverage.
A craving attention, Jim. Not enough hugs as a child. You know what I mean? I'm drawing the world towards me in extraordinary ways.
Exactly.
You know, the power of attraction.
And it begs the question whether it's ever happened to you. I mean, obviously, PJ being famous, as I say, publicity is drawn to him like a magnet. But for those of us who are normal human beings...
Oh, for God's sake.
You know, 087-188-0008, if you've ever had...
Certainly wouldn't refer to you or Mike as normal human beings.
As an accidental moment of fame, will you let us know this morning? Pure Shores from All Saints here at Classic Hits, 18 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim, letting us hang out with you this morning. And thanks for all of the WhatsApps as well, 087-188-0008, if you want to give us a shout. We're looking to see if you've ever kind of ended up accidentally famous, if you've ended up being in some sort of media, you know, coverage. Obviously, it happened to PJ yesterday at the coffee shop. He was in the background of a Virgin Media news report, unbeknownst to himself, it has to be said, and
our Virgin Media news, obviously.
Absolutely, yeah, or them either. So stuff like that, or the newspapers, or whatever it was, a photograph, you know, that sort of stuff. Enid Swords was on. Say, many years ago, I ended up on the news for doing a bungee jump in Portobello into the canal.
All right.
Well, so obviously they were covering the event, I suppose. And
he was just
happened
to be his
turn.
His goal, yeah.
His turn, so fair play. And also, and this is an interesting one, because Mike was tweeting about something similar to this the other day. He says, morning, lads. This is from Ron. I was on the RTÉ News from the airport going to the World Cup in 94. But in the last few weeks, it's been shown twice more. Again on TV because RTÉ are showing the great moments.
Of course, you know, they are.
Because of the lack of sport there's been up to now,
yeah,
they've been re-showing. And Mike was tweeting about that we do have, like, Italian 90 and stuff has become our 66.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I mean? That, like the way England, we used to give England a hard time. Yeah.
I've always thought that that is the most hilarious thing about Irish people. Like, we never stop talking about, oh, I hope that Brits don't win it. Jays, we never hear the end of it if they win it. Imagine. Oh, they never stop talking about 1966. We got to a quarter final 30 years ago and we literally have not stopped singing ole, ole, ole. Every single weekend, at every event since
was that, I assume, Mike, that was when, like, you just got so fed up with seeing the promos for the, you know.
There was a programme, a whole programme dedicated to it on RTÉ there the other night.
Yeah.
And I have a theory. I think there's been more coverage of Italian 90 during this pandemic than the actual tournament.
You're probably right, actually.
I really think so.
Yeah. You're probably right, actually. I never thought about that, but of course there probably has been.
Yeah.
And there's a video.
Are they doing both of them? Are they doing Italian 90 and USA 94?
They don't seem to go down.
No,
the
it's not
I guess
quite
it didn't
as much.
Have as much of a cultural sort of influence.
Ah, it was a disappointment. 94 was a disappointment. We all wanted to get to the quarterfinals again, and we only got to the second round. It wasn't the same. And you can't do it. You only get one chance to do something the first time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that 1990 was the first time.
God, that was very deep there from PJ, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I tell
very
you.
Impressed by that. You only get one chance to do something the first time.
Oh, you're ready. Yeah,
very good. I like that.
I may shut me whole now.
I was very impressed. I was very impressed by that. It's a very philosophical statement.
No, you weren't. Look at you.
But anyway, so Ron, been shown multiple times on RTÉ. Who else did we get? We got somebody saying, morning, lads. I was on RTÉ news outside a hotel after meeting Bon Jovi. I was only passing and got pulled in talking to them. 16 at the time in the head of me, says Eddie from Blanchardstown.
Just got chatting to Bon Jovi.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it was RTÉ she got chatting to.
Oh, I thought she bumped into Bon Jovi. I misheard that altogether. Yeah. Just about to say,
no, she was there. I think that was her purpose for being there. She had met Bon Jovi.
Oh,
so she'd met Bon Jovi and then RTÉ obviously grabbed her to say, what was it like meeting Bon Jovi?
Oh, or was it like, did you know who that was? No. That's not Bon Jovi, is it? Jeez, I thought Bon Jovi's were biscuits.
What's this? Me and my mate took a half day from work to go up to Dublin for a movie premiere. We wanted to have a nose around to see who was going to be above. Told no one what we were doing. Landed up, had a great old skit. Walking back to the car, we both got a text off our boss asking us, did we have a nice time in Dublin? One of the TV stations was doing a piece on the premiere and our two mugs were caught in the background.
Ah, yeah, that's always
you see, that's what I thought was going to come in. A lot of that is that, you know, the football thing used to produce a lot of that. Faces in a crowd.
Big time, yeah.
What's he doing there? What, he rang in sick?
Yeah, that. That was one of the problems we had with Naked Camera when we were filming Naked Camera all the time was, you know, you had to do you do this gag on someone and it would go really, really well and we'd have great fun and then you'd say, would you mind signing the release form? And he says, I can't sign the release form. Sure, I'm supposed to be... You know, I told my missus I was at work and they were just sitting in the Paddy Power or something like that, you know, they're having a bit of crack to themselves or whatever.
Here's a classic one of our time, right? Talking about being caught out, like nothing to do with football matches or should have been at work or any of this sort of stuff. Martina and Cork has sent this in. Hi guys, my parents weren't very good at cocooning. They were out for a sneaky walk and were caught on a Virgin News item about cocooners staying active in the garden.
Oh, they're sneaky feckers.
She sent this in a little picture. It's over the shoulder of the reporter and the two people are in the background. She has it ringed for them.
Oh, she does. Look at them. Oh, look at the pair of them caught out and about. Oh, that's a brilliant one. That is a brilliant one, yeah. I love that. I bet you there was loads of that carry on during the pandemic thing because all the cameras going out and about, people walking. It was gas. People were just wearing masks so they wouldn't be recognised. It was like, I'm not worried about the virus. I just don't want anyone knowing what I'm doing.
Knowing that I'm over 70 and I'm out here strolling around the place.
Yeah, mind your own business.
Anyway, let us know. 087-188-0008. If you've ended up with a little bit of accidental fame, if you've been kind of caught out particularly by any sort of media coverage. Wouldn't it be good, Nick Kershaw here at Classic Hits. 22 minutes to 9 o'clock, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Breakfast table quiz on the way. Final call if you want to get involved. Magic Mike is standing by the WhatsApp machine. 087-188-0008 to have a bash of beating that score of 8.
I have to say I love that song. Do you know that?
Yeah, and he's a big fan of you, as we know, as well.
I know, well, he's a total flute. He doesn't like me at all. but I love that song.
Good tune. Listen, thanks a million for all of the WhatsApps as well about your accidental fame being caught out as a result of being somehow involved, you know, covered by the media accidentally. Like Lorraine, for example, has been on to say, hi lads, myself and the two kids were at Old Trafford in September right behind the goal. And the match was live on Sky, so you could see us quite a bit.
Yeah, do you know what? It
says, thank God they won that day.
Do you know what I'll say about that? And I don't know what it is. This is the schoolboy in me, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, you've been on TV a load of times and you made shows and I've been lucky enough in my life to have had my own shows and all of that sort of crack. I still go absolutely barmy if I get spotted in a sports match on TV.
Yeah,
look at me, you see me there, look.
Yeah, I know, it's weird, isn't it?
Like, you know, a split second, I'd be like, oh, no way, I can't believe it, that was me there. Listen, me standing there next to Eric, I can't believe it.
And it's like when you're in something that you're not aware you're in. Like when we did the, we didn't do it. We just happened to, Aslan were coming in. And they happened to have a film crew with them because they were doing
that's
a thing.
Right.
And we ended up in this RTE thing with interviewing Aslan.
And you're like, oh my God, look at that wave.
There's was a thing about Christie or whatever.
And you're like, remember that?
Exactly. That's kind of, you get more buzz out of that than when you actually host something.
I know.
It's weird.
It's the incidental sort of chancy of it or something.
Adam was on to say that he says, I filmed a cluster of meteors passing over Ireland a few years back and I posted it online. We were all amazed. So there was a lot of cursing in the video from all of us. We were shocked at what we were seeing. So it was obviously very impressive. And there
Ireland,
was a lot of effing hells and all that
holy
going on.
Holy farting, japing. Yeah.
Well, apparently RTE showed my video on the TV and the foul language in the video got more headlines than what we were actually looking at.
Of course it did, yeah. Oh, that's isn't that Ireland all over, that is?
Absolutely.
I know we're watching a natural phenomenon, but was there any need for the language?
Yes, you could have toned it down a bit. Yeah. Also, Mary was on from Santry to say her daughter Karen and her friend, they were on the RTÉ News. They went to see Jedward in town. Didn't realise there was going to be a camera crew. I'm sure everywhere Jedward go at that stage, there was probably a camera crew.
Everywhere, I imagine, yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, the thing about it was they shouldn't really have been there because it was a school day.
And it's Jedward. They shouldn't be there. Come on,
but there you go, it's a double whammy.
Yeah, come on now, nobody wants to be caught doing that.
So it was a school day, and apparently the next morning when they went in, they'd been spotted. Teacher spotted them. Enjoy Jedward, did we?
Enjoy Jedward, saw you on the news there. I shouldn't be saying that, poor old Jedward. They've literally the most harmless pair of lads in the world.
Absolutely. Oh, here's a brilliant one though, right? I like this. Well, there's a couple of things. Just to say thanks, by the way, to David. David Breslin was on. To show us that he was at the drive-in. I don't know where the drive-in was on Saturday, the drive-in movies thing that they're doing at the moment. And apparently he was confronted by an ad by you and I on the big screen.
Oh, that's mad. I can't believe those ads are still going out on the cinema.
That was a few years back we did
It's a long time ago, yeah.
But thank you very much for highlighting that for us, David. But anyway, check this out. This is a cracking story, right? This comes in from Michelle. My dad worked in a very well-known chocolate factory back in the 80s. He was out sick with a bad back. But he loved football and he was a goalkeeper for a local side, right? So he played a match on the Sunday morning and pulled off an absolute cracker of a save. So much so that it was featured in the sports section of the newspaper.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Right?
I'd be over the moon with myself.
So he was featured at when he should have been in work. He was off sick with a bad back.
It doesn't matter.
Saving a cracker.
It's worth losing the job.
Well, he did.
Good.
He was seen and he was sacked.
Good, and it was worth it. And I'm glad. I bet he doesn't regret a single minute of it.
Well, no, to be fair, it says that it went on. It went through the labour courts and everything. He eventually got his job back. Apparently, half the factory went on strike to have him reinstated.
Oh, well, I got that wrong.
40 years ago, this happened.
Jeez, I totally got that one wrong, didn't I?
His name is Christy, and he's 80 now. And
good
people,
on you.
People still slag him about it.
Christy. Well, I'll tell you something, Christy. I'm sorry I completely misjudged that one. I'm glad you got your job back, but you're some chancer. I'll say that much.
Absolutely.
Well, now I know he's pretty litigious. I'm going to leave it at that.
There's also there's a cracking one. A guy called Pete. I think he's in Talla, but I think he might be one of your fraternity. I think he might be a Bose fan. I was trying to find the picture, but he was featured on the cover of a magazine, something called Weekends Football. So it might be a supplement or something. And there's a picture of him. He looks like he's in it. To me, it looks like a Bowles shirt.
Is it? Because look at this.
You'll have to find it. It's there somewhere.
All right. So fair play to him.
There it is.
Oh, that's a Bowles jersey, yeah?
Yeah, it has to be.
Oh, it is as well. Look at him. Fair play. And Pete and Talla. Jeez, you're in the belly of the beast there, being a Bowles fan.
Absolutely. Anyway, listen, thanks a million for all of that. Breakfast table quiz on the way. Only 8 to beat. One last chance maybe to get involved. 087-188-0008.
Breakfast table quiz.
It's time for the breakfast table quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the breakfast table quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
Yep, Soho Tells, Irish owned and run, of course, and they're delighted to be welcoming guests back to their wonderful group of hotels. You can reunite with friends and family in comfortable and safe surroundings. It's your chance to win yourself a two-night family stay in your choice of any of the 6 Soho Tells locations across Ireland. You can create special moments with a Soho Tells staycation. You could be heading off to the Hidden Heartlands, off to Ireland's ancient east, maybe a getaway at the Wild Atlantic Way or into the heart of Munster. But all of the locations and destinations that you can choose from, they're on the website. Check them out for yourself. Sohotels.ie.
All you got to do is get the high score in the breakfast table quiz. So 9 is what we're looking for. 8 or more. Not 8 or more, if you need 9. 9
yeah.
or more.
Yeah, that'll do us.
Wayne Lawrence is going to have a go this morning. How are you getting on, Wayne?
Well, this morning. All right.
Yeah, not too bad. Wayne, where are you in the country this morning?
Yeah, just off Santry.
Off where, did you say?
Santry.
Oh, okay.
All right, very good, very good. All right. Okay, and what's the story for you today? Anything exciting on the agenda, Wayne? No?
If you want to call work, exciting.
Well, it depends. Depends on what you do. Have you got an amazing job?
Yeah, just decorating.
Decorating.
Right.
Well, you know, that's bringing a little beauty into the world.
Not as exciting as maybe being a human cannonball or anything, but still, don't knock it.
Absolutely. Right, listen, Wayne, the very best of luck with this. We've got 60 seconds for you to get at least 9 correct answers. You good to go?
Yeah, go for it.
Best of luck, man. Here we go.
What national football team did Pelé play for?
Brazil.
Which Dickens character had a clerk called Bob Cratchit?
Not sure, it's Pat.
Ebenezer Scrooge, the Black Mamba is a species of what animal?
Snake.
What is the title of the Scottish song sung on New Year's Eve?
Pat.
Auld Lang Syne, penny and tin are types of what instrument?
Pat.
It's a whistle. Which sea is the old measure of energy still used in the study of food?
Not sure, lads.
It's a calorie. Robbie Williams was a former member of what 90s boy band?
Take that.
Pork, apple and mince are all types of what product?
Poi.
And what is the most southern tip of Ireland?
Kerry.
Mizzenhead. Verdi, the well-known composer, was a native of what country?
Mizzenhead.
Italy. What ocean borders Uruguay?
Pacific.
The Atlantic. What was the Spanish painter Picasso's first name?
Pablo.
Which nut shares its name with a South American country?
Oh, no idea.
The Brazil nut. You got a hard run of questions, in fairness to you this morning,
yeah,
Wayne.
Few sticky ones, Wayne. You did manage to score a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 all the same, but not quite good enough to stick you at the top of the leaderboard, I'm afraid.
No worries, Dad, but thanks for taking a call.
No worries, Wayne.
Not at all. Thanks for having a go. Cheers, man. Take care of yourself, Wayne.
Thanks very much, lad.
Cheers. Bye-bye now. Right, so there we go. It means that score of 8. You see, it can go like that sometimes, you know. You can get low scoring weeks.
Yeah, they don't fall in. We fall your way. It's always the way. Now, he'll be there tomorrow answering them in the car going, for God's sake.
Yeah,
you got
why didn't I get
or
that
13. Sometimes it just doesn't go your way, unfortunately.
Anyway, it is your chance this week to win yourself a fantastic 2-night family stay in your choice of any of the 6 Soho Hotel locations across Ireland. You can choose wherever you end up going or choose to go at their website, sohotels.ie. And it remains 8 to beat. Let us know if you fancy having a bash at it. We'll go again tomorrow. Still plenty of time to get involved. 087 188 0008.